Good morning. Welcome to the church. Are you the one? If the people ask you the question, who is Jesus Christ and what he did, how do you answer these questions? Anybody want to answer the question? Who is Jesus Christ and what he did? So how do you answer that question? Yeah, can we show the PowerPoint so I can provide the answer? Because sometimes it's visual, it would help to answer the question. So we want to stand up and answer the question, who is Jesus Christ? Okay. So Jesus Christ is God, 100%. What else do we know about Jesus Christ? Anybody want to stand up and answer this question? Come on. Stephen? Who is Jesus besides he's 100% God? Who is he? All right, John 1:14. And what Jesus Christ did?
Died for our sins.
All right. And then he resurrected that we too may have eternal life. Because sometimes when we're busy and we're under stress, we forgot who is Jesus and what exactly he did for us. And it happened. A couple of weeks ago, when I did the survey for roughly about 400 or 500 people, I have the session on Thursday from 8 to 10 p.m. And it kind of surprised me, over 50% of the people, when they said they know Jesus Christ, but they don't know what exactly the Bible talking about Jesus Christ. To refresh the memory, he's 100% God. He's 100% man. He come down this earth to die for our sin. And of course, you know, he resurrected, so we know or we may have eternal life. And John 3:16, whoever believe in him, it means Jesus Christ, we have everlasting life. Today, I want to talk to you or share with you the message from Matthew chapter 11, verse 1 to 6. Are you the one? And this issue is happened for John Baptist. To review a little bit, if you study in the book of Matthew, the first 10 chapters of Matthew, in general, the series of testimonies that prove Jesus, who he is. And the rest of the passage from chapter 11, 12, you would find out how Jesus focused on the reaction of individual and the group of people. So if you read the book of Matthew, is the organization or the structure is very nice. But overall, Matthew tried to communicate to the people the evidence of Jesus Christ, he's God, and he also man, come down to this earth because of sin. By believing in him, we have everlasting life. And the book of Matthew also provides the promise of the Messiah, the Son of God, talking about Jesus Christ. It's kind of interesting when you get to chapter 11, verse 1 to 6. If you have the Bible, you can read together with me. After Jesus had finished instructing his 12 disciples, he went on from there to teach and preach in the town of Galilee. When John, it means John Baptist, who was in the prison, heard about the day of the Messiah, he sent his disciples to ask him, Are you the one who is to come, or we expect someone else?" Jesus replied, "Go back and report to John," it means John Baptist, "what you hear and see. The blind receive sight, the lame walk, those who have leprosy are cleansed, the deaf hear, the dead are raised, and the good news is proclaimed to the poor. Blessed is anyone who does not stumble on the account of me." So three things I'm going to share with you this morning. John Baptist's condition and his question, what exactly is it? And how Jesus responds, what exactly his credential? And the challenge for the Christian is mean for each one of us. So we go point by point. His condition and the question, when John Baptist, who was in prison, heard about the deed of the Messiah, he sent his disciple to ask him, "Are you the one who is to come, or should we expect someone else?" From human perspective, or just the way we think, the career of John Baptist very much in disaster. He very, if you study about John Baptist, he very strong will. He independent. He very dramatic. He confrontational. He very courage. And he preach exactly what need to be preached to the people. And you would find out he's John Baptist, he fearless person, very aggressive, but he very faithful to the Lord in every way. When he comes sin, and he comes sin to the sinner, and that's the reason why he in the prison. The time when he sent his disciple or his people to Jesus Christ, he was in the prison because of his faithfulness. To review a little bit on the background, so you understand what's going on. On the trip to Rome, the king of the governor of Israel, Herod Antipas, the governor of Galilee, take liken to Herodias, the wife of his brother Philip, and he seduced her. And when he returned to Galilee, Herod divorced his wife and married to Herodias. When John Baptist heard about this, he publicly confronted Herod with his sin. And promptly, of course, when he says something like that, Herod threw him in the prison. Only Herod's fear of multitude kept John from being killed immediately, if you had a chance to read in the book of Matthew, chapter 14, verse 5. And if you visit Israel, there's some rune or some historical record or a location. He very much imprisoned in the own fort, located in very hot and desertly region, about 5 miles of northern end of Dead Sea. He was placed in very dark dungeon. If you imagine with me, it's just like, you know, they dig the hole on the ground in very hot, and he throw him in there in the darkness. And after 18 months over the year, 18 months in that dungeon, in that pit, the man, faithful to God, with free spirit in the wilderness, begin to wavering in his faith. Because, you know, in the prison for over a year, in that darkness, hot and desolate area, he began to send two of his disciples to Jesus. So the question, of course, is very, very doubtful question. If you read it closely, are you the one who is to come, or should we expect someone else? So let's take a look at his condition on this, so we can understand him. John Baptist, he's the man whom Jesus very respect. John Baptist. John Baptist is the man at one time said, "Behold, the Lamb of God who take away the sin of the world. Remember in the Sea of Galilee when Jesus Christ come to the shore and hear John Baptist when he on the river of Jordan. And when John Baptist baptized the people and when Christ walking down and he said, people, behold the Lamb of God who take away the sin of the world. So at that moment in time, he know Christ is God. Only God could have told him about Jesus Christ, the Lamb of God. So it's only divine revelation could have revealed to him who Jesus Christ is. But also, you would find out even when you continue to read the book of Matthew, this is the man whom Jesus is about to say, not only in this chapter, but also in different gospels. Truly, I'm telling you, among those born of women, there has not risen anyone greater than John Baptist. So it means even at the present time of the Jesus Christ, and Jesus said, there has never been a human been any greater than John the Baptist. So from the background, John, he's a faithful person. He knows Jesus Christ is. But after 18 months in the pit, in the dungeon, you know, his heart maybe strongly believe in Christ, but his mind began to wavering. So he began to get into trouble when he in the prison. He faced execution, and his life seemed like everything go wrong. So when he experienced the darkness, his doubt, he began to doubt about Christ. Are you really one? So in your life and my life, believe it or not, regardless how strong faith we are, but when we deal with the issue and just so stressful, and if it drag out too long, sometimes we'll be just like John. So the lesson we learn, what exactly we learn? The lesson we learn from this is everybody can doubt, especially you're under stress. By recognize you're under stress, other people around you that may go to the church for 20 years or 30 years, but under some situation, their mind may be wavering and they begin to have doubt on Jesus Christ. But if it happened, try to remember who Jesus Christ is and what he did for us. Have to be constant remind he's 100% God, 100% man. And he come down on this earth, dying on the cross because of our sin. By believing him, we have everlasting life. By remember the foundation, it would wake you up and will pull you back in faith to him. And another lesson when we learn from Jesus Christ, look at Jesus Christ's attitude. He didn't say like, how dare you doubt me? John Baptist, remember way back, behold the Lamb of God who take away the sin of the world. Remember way back, you had a revelation from God the Father to recognize me as a Savior. How dare you? After about 18 months, you begin to question about me. But on the other hand, you would find out is, yes, Christ, he not accept his people or believer doubt of him. So even though he not very much jump in say how dare you or whatever the statement. But if you read next, you will find out is, Jesus, he challenged John Baptist. He pushed back whatever doubtful in John Baptist's mind. So if you read next, you could find out Christ's credential. Verse 4 and 5 are very interesting how Jesus replied. Go back and report to John what you hear and see. The blind receive sight, the lame walk, Those who have leprosy are cleansed. The deaf hear, the dead are raised, and the good news is proclaimed to the poor. When you read Jesus Christ respond, you know, from John's question with his answer, Jesus' answer is remarkable. It's just unbelievable. First of all, it's really radical when, at that time, when Jesus used the Bible, the Old Testament, to answer to John Baptist. So it's not just any quote from Old Testament, but it's almost the summary of the Old Testament. So that reason why, if you read closely, he said, go back. I'm healing the blind, cleansing the leper, raising the dead, healing the lame, and preaching good news to the poor. Believe it or not, that's a summary of the whole Old Testament. So when Jesus Christ talk or provide the answer, he just not talking about his career, spread the gospel, or what he tried to communicate, but he quote in the book of Isaiah, the great prophet, chapter 35. Basically, your God will come, then will the eyes of the blind will be opened, and the ears of the deaf unstopped. Then will the lamb leap like a deer, and mute tongue shout for joy. And of course, you can find similar statement in Psalm 35. So what exactly Jesus tried to respond to John Baptist's doubt? He used the Bible. He used the Old Testament. The reason is remarkable because sometimes you will face doubt. And the same thing, sometimes your friend or even your relative, your family, yes, you can offer your own opinion, but try to follow Christ. He used the Bible to answer for the issue, which great doubt in John Baptist. So that reason why I hope, you know, once a week, there's a memory statement or memory verse. Try to remember the memory verse. Or whatever the passage you learn today or each week, remember one or two verses. Believe it or not, someday you may use it, not only for yourself, but sometime you may help other people. I had to go back to the Bible. So that reason why this morning, and you know, before the sermon, I have refreshed your memory, you know, about who is Jesus Christ. 100% God, 100% man, where it's said in the Bible, and what he did, where it's said in the Bible. But he also, if you read closely, he also used Isaiah chapter 61, a couple of verses in there. The Lord said, anointed me to bring good news to the poor, bind up the brokenhearted, and proclaim the liberty to the captive and the year of the Lord's favor. So if you read Isaiah 35 or Isaiah 61, if you have a chance to read in Psalm 35, and you go back, you would find out like Jesus Christ, he almost forced John Baptist to say, John, think about the Old Testament. Think about the Bible. Think through your Bible. My Messiah will spend time with the weak, just like the question you ask or the answer I try to provide to you. And because that's what the text and all the prophecies say. But more than that, Jesus Christ tried to communicate to John or evoke John Baptist's mind, his thinking. And it should be exactly not in our mind when we deal with situation, when we deal with the negative condition we may face. And the pattern of Old Testament of the people of which communicate whose deliverance delivered to the people. But summarize, he tried to communicate to John Baptist, regardless, whatever, you know, he said very long, but summarize only one statement. Jesus Christ is the great Savior. So what exactly the lesson we learn from this passage? Basically, when in doubt, you need to go back to the Bible, the scripture. That reason why you have to have something in you, in your mind, your heart, the Word of God. And the Bible also said is the God words is a lie to your feet. We don't know the future or what exactly the Lord provide or lead you in the future, but there is a path you have to walk to the future. And the Bible said God's words is a lie to your feet. So at least you no longer walk in darkness. So you no longer have doubt in your mind. And secondly, lesson we can learn in this passage, the salvation of Jesus Christ come to people with poor spirit. What the lesson here try to communicate, or the passage try to communicate, a lot of people out there searching for something. And maybe you are the one who introduced the gospel of Jesus Christ to them. Last Thursday, I had the chance to have the lesson, and roughly about a few hundred people attend from 8 to 10 on Thursday. And there's three people, somehow they invite to the training. And these three people are from Phan Rang, central of Vietnam. And three, these people is follow Islam. So somehow the Islam not, let's just say, fulfill the emptiness. So somehow they lead into the class. And we have the chance to share the gospel to them. So apparently they believe Allah or God, whatever they believe in Him, is just. He will punish whatever they do. So of course we are human. We always have sin in our thought, in what we say, in our action. So we cannot be perfect. No way. And the threat of punish. So God, like the policeman, like somebody try to wait, okay, if you do something wrong, wow, punish you. So they live in fear. But praise the Lord, we begin to share to Him, yes, God is just, punish sin. But on the other hand, God's also love. And when love, He wants to save the people, but yes, He had to punish sin. So how did He resolve this? Through Jesus Christ. And what did He do? He carried our burden, our sin on the cross. Okay? But He did not die forever. In 3 days, He resurrected. And because of He resurrected, we have eternal life. And suddenly, it's just like the light bulb, it popped. And say, wow, we didn't know about that. Because for such a long time, we fear of God. Okay? And we cannot be perfect. And how can, as a human being, be perfect? It's just no way. So all three of them, the mom and two daughter, pray, accept Christ. Praise the Lord. So what I'm trying to communicate to you, a lot of people out there, they're searching. They search for God, Almighty God, and you have that salvation. You have Jesus Christ. He's 100% God. He's 100% man. Share just that passage. And believe it or not, people searching out there. And on September 24th, put it down on your calendar, we have the speaker coming in. We had a workshop, how to share the gospel for Islam religion, for the Muslim. Okay? Sign up so we know how many people will be in this workshop. We'll be on Saturday, September 24th. And a lot of people out there maybe searching for our God. And lastly, number three, the challenge for Christian, for us, each one of you, including me in this room. Christ said, blessed is anyone who does not stumble on account of me. So this is very much the gentle warning, a gentle rebuke. And the basic statement Christ tried to communicate to each one of us, do not doubt him. Don't be like John Baptist. Okay? And use the scripture to hold on for whatever challenge in front of us. So Jesus said to John Baptist, as well as to me and to all of you, if you wish to have his blessing, joy, and peace, don't doubt in him. But if you truly have that blessing, joy, and peace, bring that to all the people who search for him. Okay? A lot of emptiness people out there. Let us stand up so I can pray and close the sermon. So I hope you understand your condition and you understand the question, and you take the challenge through with Jesus Christ to share the gospel to the people out there. Our Heavenly Father, we thank you very much just being here to review your scripture. So we have no doubt in you, and through you, we have blessing, joy, and peace. And because we have this, so we will share to other people who still search for your blessing, joy, and peace. May God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit be with all the people in this room. So when they go out to the world, they will be the salt and the light of the world. To them, the people receive the blessing and salvation. In the name of Jesus Christ, amen.